The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
George Parros.
George Parros is a large, large man. Listed at 6'5", weighing 227 pounds, some would argue he was taller and bigger. Parros was born in 1979, making him 36 years old today, and has already retired, which makes him a smart man. The life of an enforcer can sometimes be rough. He was smart enough to get out while he still had a brain, and he is now using that brain with some of his off-ice activities. We caught up with Richard Pollock to talk about the two games that George Parros played with the Avalanche, how we acquired him, and what he's up to these days.
Richard Pollock.
George Parros, he's like 6'5", winger. His role is an enforcer. He's a big dude, and he's able to punch guys pretty well. The Avalanche picked him up in 2006 from the Kings because they put him on waivers. We just wanted him to play that role of being that enforcer who actually, he was able to score some goals. I don't think he scored for the Avs, but he was known to be able to score goals. So yeah, we picked him up, and he played two games for us, and then the next month, we actually traded him to the Ducks. We traded him for a second-round pick, who was actually TJ Gagliardi, if you remember him, former Avs.
I do. I didn't know that. And, that's interesting.
Yeah. But he was traded to the Ducks, which they went on to win the Cup that year, so I guess he was probably happy with that. But yeah, so he played for us for two games, and I guess he just didn't work out for us. So we saw, you know, we wanted a pick, and instead we had someone else coming up. But he's just a guy known throughout the league, being this tough guy. He had this big mustache, and he had it throughout his career. What people don't know is he went to Princeton University, and he majored in economics, and he's actually a really smart man. And in 2010, he was voted one of the top five smartest athletes in the world in Sports News magazine, which is awesome for a hockey player.
That is awesome, and kind of, you wouldn't expect it, right? I mean, there's a certain model of what an enforcer is. What's really handy with that guy is he's big, man. He's so big.
Yeah, just a big dude who I guess he was a locker room favorite. And I mean, everyone really liked him and throughout the NHL. And if you had him on the team, it was always a positive thing. And the Avalanche had him for a month, had him for two games. But at least we had him, and he's retired by now, but he had a pretty great career. I think he played 9 years.
Yeah, I think that he is a Violent Gentleman, right? That clothing line that has to do with that. Yeah, that's pretty cool too. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. He knew what to do right after hockey, which is always good to see players too.
I wonder if we got him as the team, and this is all hypothetical, of course, right? But I think it was in the Lacroix years, which he's pretty known for bringing in enforcers to protect his skilled players. And I wonder if he wasn't brought in, you know, for a specific need, or knowing that we were heading down towards the playoffs and we needed somebody to protect Sakic and Hajduk and all those guys, or if it was just kind of like he was available thing.
Yeah, I mean, he was a guy, you see him on waivers and you're like, oh, that's a great pickup. An enforcer who could, you know, occasionally put in some goals. Why not, you know? And plus, back then, was the enforcer role was much bigger than it is now. And it was a great pickup, but I guess it just didn't work out. And we got a second-round pick for an enforcer player, which is always good.
And Gagliardi was no joke. He was pretty good. He was
in
cloth as Ricci, or you could even say like somebody like an Eberberg or even a Martinson now. Maybe not quite as big and tough as Martinson, but yeah, I mean, he was a good pickup.
Oh, yeah, great pickup, and it worked out for both clubs because then Parros went on to win a cup.
Adrian Dater.
George Parros, really smart guy. Did a crossword puzzle in like 5 minutes, New York Times crossword puzzle. I saw him do it one time. Kind of shocked me. Probably the smartest hockey player I've ever been around.
George Parros is a smart dude, a good hockey player, a good enforcer, and now a good businessman. I vaguely remember seeing George Parros in a Colorado Avalanche jersey, and I'm sure that the time that he spent on the ice was limited. But he did play two games with the Colorado Avalanche, which puts him on our list of every Avs player ever. If you like this show, subscribe on iTunes by going to iTunes and searching for Colorado Hockey, or going to coloradohockey.com and clicking on the Get It on iTunes button. This show, as always, was brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts that you can't find anywhere else. This isn't logo wear, this is fan wear. Check them out, absfam.com.